What's up, Dog Pound? This is Andrew Gribble filling in for Jim Donovan, and this is your two-minute drill presented by University Hospitals. On yesterday's conference call with reporters, Mike Pettine was asked about seeds that have been planted in 2015 that he expects to grow and blossom in 2016. He was quick to provide two answers. The first one had to deal with this team's young core of players that continue to get better throughout this season because of their on-the-job training. It started with Johnny Manziel, but it went well beyond that, including fullback Malcolm Johnson, who was shown promise before he was out for the season with a groin injury, and then looking towards the defense with Ibrahim Campbell, Danny Shelton, Nate Orchard, Xavier Cooper, and even went beyond that, looking at the second and third year players that have grown into bigger roles on this team, Christian Kirksey, Joel Bitonio before his injury. He likes that young core of players and thinks they'll have even better things and bigger things to do in 2016. The second thing he looked at is what he's seen out of offensive coordinator John DeFilippo. Now, John DeFilippo came into Cleveland with no ego, saying he was going to embrace whatever this personnel would give him and what he could do on offense with the players and maximize their potential. Throughout the season, DeFilippo has made a lot of adjustments, whether it being going to a pass-heavy attack earlier in the season and now focusing on the ground game these last few games. Over the last three games, the Browns have vaulted up the running rankings, going from near the bottom to now 19th in the league, right behind the Denver Broncos. In two of the last three games, the Browns have notched two of the five best rushing performances since 1999. And Mike Pettine said on Monday, the players on the offense have really bought into DeFilippo's system, and with an entire offseason to work with these players, he expects even better things in 2016. That's it for today's two-minute drill. For more coverage as Steelers Week begins on Wednesday, check out clevelandbrowns.com.